During October 12th on Prime Video.
And support for WMNF comes from our members in Sweetwater Organic Community Farm in Tampa, which is now offering shares for its seasonal produce, including kale, eggplant, radishes, and more. Membership details for this community-supported organic farm serving Tampa since 1995 are at sweetwater-organic.org. And if you are getting a new car, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer, and it helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you and your community. Call 888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org. Well, please take your seats and return your seat backs and tray tables to their upright and locked positions and buckle up. It is Thursday here in executive session, and you're listening to Community Radio from West Central Florida. This is executive session, and we are returning to programming here after a wonderful fun drive. There is still a little bit more ground to cover. So if you didn't get a chance to make a contribution during the pledge drive, or if you would like to increase or repeat the pledge that you made, you can call 813-238-8001.
You do that.
There, you got it.
Microphone, yeah, push those buttons. We'll get back into the swing of things here.
There you go.
That was John Gilmore. He is your mostly congenial host of executive session. I'd be Craig Kopp. I generally manage the radio station and am executive producer of Executive Session. And the probably the simplest way to get this thing done, if you have not yet made a pledge of support, we got about $16,000 to get to our goal of $235,000. It's been an amazing drive.
Yeah.
Just $218,000 already in the door because we asked. Just think about that for a minute. $218,000 in the door because we asked. That's the miracle of WMNF. That's the miracle of our listeners. 70% of our operating budget comes from our listeners, and you have done a heck of a job in this fall fun drive, and it's still coming in. I notice here online, which is the easiest way to do this. If you have make a contribution, go to WMNF.org hit us up. You can pledge to a specific show. Somebody just pledged $100 to Executive Session.
Thank you.
Somebody is Ardell O'Neill in Lutz. Thank you very much. We did make our overall goal.
Yes.
Thanks to a late amplifier level contribution from our good friend and board member, Wayne Garcia.
Thank you very much,
Wayne, we do appreciate that. And if you've got a show you haven't had a chance to support, we are urging you to do that right now at 238-8001. Or you can go online, the easiest way to do it, at WMNF.org. You're going to be hearing us say that for a week or so until we get there, because we do have to get it all, because that's how we budgeted things right here. But again, over 2,000 people contributed $218,000 in the last seven days and some change, because we asked. And that shows us that you support what's going on here. And so what's going on here is going to keep going on here, including Executive Session. John and I were talking before we went on the air, because daylight finally hit the Gulf Coast, or north of here in the Panhandle. And is it Mexico City Beach?
Yeah, Mexico City.
Mexico City, I've never been.
I haven't either. It's a beautiful place. It's you can stand on the Gulf beaches and watch the sun rise on one side and set on the other. It's astonishing.
Fascinating. That's a little community. The actual town's probably 2 miles by 3 miles, or 3 miles by 2 miles, something like that. And man, oh man. Now the daylight's up, got flattened.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to keep contributing to WMNF so we can reach our goal of $235,000, mm-hmm, for our fall fun drive. You can do this. But keep an eye on what's needed in the panhandle.
Yeah, listen up north. Listen up north and listen for what you can do.
The story I will tell, and this is the only one I will tell, and I saw this morning, is a live interview with the guy. There were a lot of people in Mexico City that stayed.
Wow.
Mm. And he was talking about there is furniture in his house now that is not his furniture. It came in with the surge into his house.
Yeah.
He sat, talked about watch sitting there in his house when Michael hit, pretty much a direct hit on Mexico City. Yeah. And he saw, he says, it started with all the trees going down, and then cars started floating by the house, and then houses started flowing by the house. And then in Panama City, I saw a live shot, CNN. They're standing in front of a firestone, the entire place, that's totally just twisted up in a mess. Yeah. And she goes, behind that is a trailer park. And a lot of people in that trailer park stayed.
Wow.
And she had a brief interview with one of the guys that stayed. And that guy said, what we need is some water. We could use some food. Maybe some chainsaws so we could start hacking at this stuff and getting these huge trees off our mobile homes that look destroyed to me, but they're staying there.
Yeah.
Why? Why did they stay in the first place? Because they didn't have any money to go anywhere else. And this is the untold story of hurricanes all the time. Evacuate. Where am I going to go?
How?
Where am I going to go? I don't have that kind of scratch. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I'm asking you to give money to WMNF, and I'm asking you to make sure you keep your eyes and ears open. If there's a need somewhere else up in the Panhandle area, we need to think about that too. And that's the end of my screed. What's the normal number here?
The normal number, as you may know, is 813-239-9663. And this is your conversation. We have been away from the executive branch for a week, and we are returning to the conversation. There has been a lot going on, as you probably know. And that includes the president and the Republican Party apparently adopting this stance that people who are demonstrating around the country are properly characterized as an angry mob. And this has been echoed from many, many corners, from the Republicans in Congress, from the front of the stage there at the president's shows. And, are you a member of an angry mob?
Yeah, I think many of us know how this works. I'll give you a little kind of background, deep backgrounder here. I did talk radio and commercial radio for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
On the air at 5A, off the air at 9A.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was the kind of middle of the road, leaning slightly to the left, whipping boy. On the Rush Limbaugh station. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Including bus sides that had a picture of me and the guy who was actually the host of the show with our arms crossed back to back. And without, without telling me, they gave me a black eye.
Oh.
And I have to look, I've been in traffic in the town I'm working in every day seeing that.
Charming.
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 But here's the deal. He would come in with his stack of paper every morning, and it was the Republican talking points.
Oh.
And they're distributed widely.
Tidy.
Everywhere. So how can you see Mitch McConnell and every anchor on Fox News and Rush Limbaugh all saying on the same day, angry mob? Because that's today's talking point.
Did you see the president do the Fox News IMDb from the front of the room in Erie, Pennsylvania the other night?
Man, unbelievable. But we can talk about that. There's lots to talk about. Didn't you have some Jimmy Kimmel to set us
up
today?
Yeah, I was watching Jimmy last night. Jimmy's
the only person who's live this week. So
everybody else took the week off. Because
while you're getting your giggles from Jimmy this week is because he's the only one there.
But this was Jimmy, and he's talking about the Republican strategy.
Republicans running in the election, for whatever reason, are putting all their eggs in Daddy Donald's basket. Their strategy, this is true, according to a Republican campaign operative, is to Trump people to death. That is their strategy for the midterms. It's also their health care policy. But it's amazing. In 10 years, we went from yes, we can to Trump people to death. Trump is telling his supporters that when you vote for Congress in November, pretend he's the one on the ballot. And then that's also what the Democrats are telling their supporters.
And by the way, this is how responsive you are as a community. We've been calling the city up in the Panhandle, Mexico City, and it's Mexico Beach. Okay,
see, there we
so
go.
So we got emails in here, and it's just that you guys are good.
And sometimes we're not.
You're really good.
And by the way, it is New Caller Thursday.
Yeah.
If you've listened to the show before, and by the way, I do want to make note, you know, I think I did at the top when I was talking about Wayne Garcia and his amplifier level pledge this morning in our finale. This show, executive session, reached its goal. Our goal over 4 days was to raise $10,000, and we done did it.
Good.
So we're here.
Wow.
We're here to stay, thanks to you, and we do appreciate that. So if you've listened to the show for a while... And I met a young gentleman last night, the man who picked up the Luna guitar during the drive. He came in to pick that up, and he didn't know we were here a couple of years ago. Certain events in our nation's history have transformed him. He's a 20-something, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's ever called the show. And if you've never called the show, but you've listened... And you've yelled at the radio, or as people are wont to do, whether you're for Donald Trump or against Donald Trump, you've heard something that piqued your interest, you're mumbling under your breath, get near a telephone today, call 813-239-9663, and do it on the air.
And mumble out loud.
Yeah, if we can call the most devastated area in Hurricane Michael the wrong damn name, what can you screw up worse?
Yeah.
Nothing. So get on the air. We're friendly. We're easy. You're smarter than we are. It is New Caller Thursday, so if you are a new caller, tell the phone answerer. They'll make us aware of it, and you get pre-boarding status.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, and when you call 813-239-9663, you're going to talk to Jessica, and she is going to get you ready to step in here. We were looking around there. It was a very interesting juxtaposition of stuff this week. The most powerful hurricane ever to strike the Florida Panhandle came roaring up out of the Gulf of Mexico, feeding on the very warm water there, which is nearly 4 degrees warmer than normal, according to the chief weatherman at WTVJ in Miami, and grew in 5 days from disorganized thunderstorm into a nearly cat five monster. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Now, on Monday, the IPCC released a little press release, and The Guardian reported it this way. The world's leading climate scientists have warned that there is only a dozen years for global warming to be kept to a maximum of 1.5 degrees centigrade, beyond which even a half of degree will significantly worsen the risks of drought, flood, extreme heat, and poverty for hundreds of millions of people. Okay? What's the IPCC, you might ask?
Now, what is the IPCC?
The IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it's a UN body for assessing the science related to climate change.
Okay.
It's established by the UN Environmental Program and the World Meteorological Association in 1988, and it provides policymakers with regular scientific assessments concerning climate change, its implications and future risks, as well to put forward adaptation and mitigation strategies, and it has 195 member states.
Okay.
Yes.
So they said that.
That was on Monday.
Because when you look at Michael, as you said, disorganized thunderstorm one day.
Yeah.
Cat 5 hurricane almost several days later.
Yeah.
One might think that seems to be a change in the climate.
Could be.
You know, I'm not a scientist, and I don't play one on TV. But You could say that. So, what did the White House have to say about that?
How'd the president react to a world scientific body declaring that absent radical change, we face a national or a worldwide catastrophe in a dozen years? He wants to know who drew it.
Who drew it?
Yeah. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change of the United Nations. Now, this is not an organization that does scientific research. This is an organization that gathers information from all over the world.
Right. And then says, here's what the general trend is.
This is what it looks like.
All right. So, so we could talk about Michael in relation to... is that an indication that the climate is somehow changing?
Well,
and we could the White House reaction. They pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yep.
So there's still this anti "this is not happening" sort of thing going on. Mm-hmm. And this report says you have a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do anything now. Your kid deals with it.
Yep.
It's not
soon.
Generations away. It's not generations away, the consequences of climate change.
Yeah, that
change.
Was one of the things, is that they used to be talking about this stuff as 2050 and sea level rise in 2100. Mm-hmm. They're now talking about 2050.
Yeah, yeah, big change. 813-239-9663. Get involved with executive session. It is Buckle Up Thursday, so God knows what's going to happen after we go off the air. And it's New Caller Thursday. If you've never been on the show before, make sure you tell the phone answer. I lost name already.
Jessica,
of course it is. It's Jessica. Jessica's on the phone line. She will gladly tell us that you're a new caller and you get pre-boarding status. Why don't we go to Fran in Largo?
All right. Fran in Largo, welcome back to executive session. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. I was touched by what you said about the people in the mobile home park just trying to get the trees off of their mobile homes. And they really had nowhere else to go. I live in a mobile home. Last year, with Hurricane Irma coming, we decided to evacuate. And luckily, I knew somebody whose house I could use in an area in St. Petersburg that was a non-flood area. Someone I worked for that doesn't use the house, just someone that lives up north and uses it once in a while. I clean it for her. She said, of course, you can go there. I went with my pets. Anyways, it was so scary, and the dread of Hurricane Irma. Everything turned out okay.
Yeah.
But maybe the next time it won't. And I understand perfectly how people don't have the money to go anyplace else.
Yeah.
We have an old car. And it's hard to keep it running, but we do. And, we're just on a shoestring. That's the only way I can describe it. A fixed income type shoestring.
Yeah, since 2008, where I got crunched badly by losing a job at the same time that I built a house and those sorts of things. I'm not a big fan of credit cards, but I have one. It's empty right now, and we always talk, let's just get rid of it. And I said,
no, because what if we
just paid all the bills and something like Michael happens?
Right.
You want to have some cushion.
But some people don't.
Yes,
yeah.
They don't have that at all.
Exactly.
I know.
I don't have that. We just barely get by, and, as long as nothing happens, we can barely, we can make it. High electric bills are rotten, of course, and they're going to be going down some. But I can understand perfectly how it is the mental dread of these things, how it works on you. And I think a couple of days ago on one of the shows, Amy Goodman or one of the shows had a gentleman on in relation to climate change, the things that could happen in 12 years
yep.
if we don't do anything.
Yep.
And it kind of gave me hope, though. If we if we change our ways about public transportation and fossil fuels and things like that, and finally start recognizing that everybody needs help, everybody needs good, safe housing, that we could maybe come out of this, you know, turn to non-fossil fuel energy sources and things like that. So it did give me some hope, but, oh, boy, I mean, everybody would really have to get on board with this. And in the meantime, what we have going on in Washington right now is totally the opposite of that.
Yeah, seem to be headed in the other direction. Listen, thanks for kicking us off and bringing us back online after the fun drive. Appreciate it. We'll talk again.
One more thing I want to say. There was a couple of shows ago, I think it was on Rob's show, he had the gentleman that was talking about fascism, the rise of fascism, how to recognize it, and he said something about, you know, other demonizing people like the Germans did with the Jews, or different things in Africa, calling people, you know, roaches and rats. Well, am I wrong to call what's in Washington right now, specifically Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and all these Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, am I wrong to call them vermin? I mean, I can't.
I'll tell you what. I could definitely see where you would have that opinion, and we specifically strive not to go there. And the reason that we do that is because you know just exactly how powerful an argument is after someone calls you a name.
Yeah, and Fran, let me put it this way, and I steal some of these thoughts from the host of The Daily Show, and I saw one of his between take things the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great skills of the current occupant of the Oval Office is the ability to take a victim, or the ability to take a perpetrator and turn them into a victim.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, that's
so,
it's very apparent.
Michelle Obama may say, "When they go low, we go high."
Oh yes, well I try to.
But if you don't, the next day, because of the machine that's been built up, Republican talking points,
it becomes a tit for a tat. In other words,
yeah. It does
all right,
indeed.
Fran, we're gonna move on. Thank you very much, and we will talk again. Now the. Well, I was just about to say something that was really...
Gee, well, I'm never at a loss for words, so while you figure that out...
I don't know.
I'm sure we got to take a break here soon.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just go ahead and get this and get some information out to you, and then we will have another few minutes to converse as we move on.
Caller Thursday, so if you haven't been on the show, give it a whirl at 813-239-9663. We'll get to the rest of you when we get through this break. 813-239-9663, executive session on WMNF.
Damon Fowler has a great new album, The Whiskey Bayou Session, produced by Tab Benoit. WMNF is presenting the Damon Fowler album release party. And it's a cool double bill with the Nighthawks, the legendary Washington, D.C. blues and rock and roll band. Two blues rock and WMNF favorite bands, the Damon Fowler Band and the Nighthawks, at Skipper's Smokehouse, Saturday, October 20th.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and WEDU-PBS. WEDU will honor nonprofit organizations and volunteers during the WEDU Be More Awards. Applications and nominations will be accepted through October 30th. Information is online at wedu.org/bemore. And did you know that WMNF has a progressive all-news and talk station? The Source features shows like Fresh Air, Tom Hartman, the PBS NewsHour, and programs from Pacifica. You can hear The Source using your WMNF phone app or by going online to wmnf.org/streaming.
Big finish.
Big. Here we go.
Oh! Ah, that was... was John Gilmore giving you all that great information. I'm Craig Toppin. This is Executive Session on WMNF, trying to get back into the swing of things. Somebody said after the drive we go back to regular programming, and I'm thinking, oh, that's not WMNF. What the heck is regular about anything we do? And that's the beauty of it, ain't it? Thank you very much for all of you who ponied up $218,000 in the last 7 days and change. We got about $16,000 to make up, and we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. So if you haven't had your chance to make a contribution to your favorite show or just to this whole radio station or just to the idea of the place, you want to go to WMNF.org and take care of business there. We want to thank the supporters of Executive Session. We made our $10,000 goal over 4 days.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it, but there's other shows that could use your help, including Stu's It's the Music Show coming up here in about 30 minutes. So make sure you show Stu your love when it comes time at WMNF.org. We talking climate change, and just a little reminder of how seemingly uncontrolled things are now.
Yeah.
Let alone, I was thinking 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years away, this UN report comes out and says, we got 12 years to make a move.
These guys are saying, one of the fundamental things that they said is we have to abandon coal.
Well, we're bringing back coal in this
country.
Well,
that's the very interesting.
But it's going to be the cleanest coal ever.
Yeah. Well, that's
so that climate change is a topic that you discuss in relationship to the executive branch of government.
Yeah.
Because the executive branch of government has pulled us out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world's still in it. And still trying to make these strides, and now the UN says you've got to make them even faster.
Yep.
And then we have Michael, which is was a bunch of thunderstorms a week ago, and was nearly a Cat 5 hurricane when it slammed into Mexico Beach. In the panhandle of Florida. Just yesterday, when Fran was talking about the dread of the hurricane, the Irma, that kind of grazed us.
Yeah.
We were sitting watching the coverage of this night before last, and we both looked at each other, Rhonda and I, and we both had the dread. And it wasn't coming for us. But we both had the dread, so totally identify with that. Is that just another precursor of climate change? And what do you think the executive branch needs to do in relationship to this new report that says if we don't make some big moves in the next 12, 15 years, the deal is done? That means you have a kid now. That kid will be dealing with drought and famine and huge hurricanes and wildfires and God knows what. Let's go to Susan and Anna Maria.
Susan, good afternoon. You're in Executive Session and you have the floor.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today on Buckle Up?
not bad.
We're buckled up, I can tell you that.
Buckled up.
Me too. I just tuned in, so I hope no one's beat me to the punch. You know, in this crazy, volatile political atmosphere right now, it's nice to kind of find something good. And I was amazed at Taylor Swift that she got so many people to vote. I mean, in 24-hour period, 65,000 people registered in 24 hours to vote.
And yeah, somebody tweeted out that celebrities, you can come out of the closet now. Because there are plenty of people who get a lot of attention. And you know, on the other side of that, you got Kanye West.
Yeah.
Yeezus. Out there. He's having lunch today, I believe.
Yeah.
He is having lunch today with the President of the United States. I don't know whether his Saturday Night Live, speech and wearing the MAGA hat on SNL has gotten people to register to vote, but Taylor Swift, who knew?
Yeah,
who knew?
Everybody thought that she was solidly in the president's camp, and then she came out and went, nope.
And her issue is women's rights and LGBT, rights there. Yeah, so interesting.
Her, and, she endorsed the Tennessee Democrats, Bill Bredesen and Jim Cooper.
Yeah,
and she's always been really, really quiet. And whatever it takes, I mean, get people to vote. This is so important. So I was
very happy to read that story.
Yeah, I was glad I moved, and my wife got all her voter stuff, and I didn't. So I spent a day making sure that my address was changed and stuff like that, so yeah, that I was found, because on the last day of voter registration, even though the people who run the election system in this state say there was no problem, mm-hmm, that a lot of people were encountering problems on the website.
I heard trying people to talking register about
to
that.
Vote. So, and my wife's got her ballot all made out because she's doing hers by mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I'm sure Trump is not happy that she has more Twitter followers than him, and I loved his comment where, I like her 25% less.
I'll tell you the more telling part of that, and I think this was pointed out by several people who watched videotape and then make fun of it. The president is directly walking into the White House. He's past the reporters. He's done. And someone says the words Taylor Swift, and he stops dead, turns around, and comes back to the mic. So when you talk about the power that someone like that has,
yeah,
Taylor Swift has some, which is interesting. And her music's fine by me. the funniest thing I saw.
Have that power.
Yes.
Man, I'd love to have that power.
Yeah, but would we use it all wisely? Who knows? But she's circumspect about it, but she came out when she couldn't take any more of it, so it's fascinating. One final thought on that, Susan. We appreciate the call. The Onion did a funny piece.
I saw that.
Around that. Taylor Swift gets 2 million people all over the country to register to vote in Tennessee.
Amazing.
All right, Susan, thank you for your conversation, and we will talk again.
813-239-9663. I'll get these numbers straight back in my head. I have been saying the other number in my sleep during the past 7 days. And again, we do want to thank you for all of your support. $218,000 plus has been pledged to this radio station over the past 7 days. We're about 16 grand shy. This show did make its goal of $10,000 over 4 days. You guys are tremendous. Everybody who has given us their support over the past 7 days, tremendous. We're going to make up that 16 in a couple of weeks at the most. So if you haven't given to your favorite show or to your favorite radio station, do it now at WMNF.org.
And Adam emails this. By the way, you can reach the studio at DJ@WMNF.org, and a lot of times we have little conversations on email afterwards, and Adam wants to know if we've seen this. The Trump administration proposes to dramatically limit the right to demonstrate near the White House and on the National Mall. You remember the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech on the National Mall, including in ways that would violate court orders that have stood for decades. The proposal would close 80% of the White House sidewalk, put new limits on spontaneous demonstrations, and open the door to charging fees for protesting.
I have not seen that, so I don't know the veracity of it. I'm sure that has been somehow and in some way discussed somewhere, but my heart of hearts says they can't get that done, but I could see it being discussed.
Yep. Well, I have the ACLU website here, and the headline is Trump Administration Seeks to Stifle Protest Near the White House and on the National Mall.
Because
so that's as much
threat.
As I know about it.
Because it's such a threat. It's not a threat at all. There's been no indication of it. Has anybody seen the movie 7 Days in May? Because a protest in front of the White House is a key scene in that movie. A movie about generals who decide to take over the country because the president wants to cut a deal with Russia over nuclear weapons. Okay, they're trying to do a coup, and a protest in front of the White House is a key part of that. They make it look like, you know, things are out of control and we need the military to come in. That is really just scary when you think about it. We do not want that to happen. So if you got a thought on that, 813-239-9663. Let's go to Teresa. Teresa's in St. Pete.
Teresa, good afternoon. You are in executive session and you have the floor.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say something about, we were talking about the angry mob.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, what you were just talking about, I'm not surprised. I mean, he's got the Supreme Court now, so that can easily be done if he takes it to the Supreme Court. Because Kavanaugh, and I know Gorsuch, will just do whatever he says they're going to, you know, to do.
Yeah, that's 2 out of 9, so they got to get the rest of them.
Right, exactly. So that our only hope, the only hope I have is for Thomas Roberts and Alito. Is that the other conservative? Yeah. There's where I lie my hope, and it's not much because they're conservative too. So it depends on what those three will do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I do want to point out that over this country's history, people up to and including Abraham Lincoln did some really bad things on this whole free speech business, the Alien and Sedition Act, those sorts of things, where you can't say anything against the government. But that was wartime. Right. So somebody's going to have to trump this up to make it look, and I don't mean that, the Trump part. That was
pretty slick there.
Yeah, I did. That's totally an accident. Trump it up to make it look like we're somehow at war. And the protests that we see now are nothing like we saw in the 60s.
Right.
In the 60s, the protests were nothing like they were portrayed as, save for maybe the demonstrations in Chicago, where things did get out of hand, but it was eventually declared a police riot rather than a riot of the people.
Yeah.
So what I fear is, again, it's about 30% of the country, maybe, about 30% that get all of their news from one place, and they will believe. They will believe it if someone tells them we need martial law.
Oh, yeah. I've got a family full of those people.
Really?
Well, first, our condolences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving must be a blast.
Right. I don't know. I come up from a family of 12 kids. I'm the fourth of 12 children.
Mm.
And my parents are both Republican. I'm a Democrat. My sister's a Democrat. And my brother that died was a Democrat. My other brother's an independent. The rest of them are all Republicans. And they take marching. My dad took marching orders from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. He listened to the radio and everything. I mean, I have been called stupid, ignorant. I'm misinformed. I don't know what I'm talking about for the last 25 years.
Well, then you've got a thick skin, Teresa.
Just normal in my family. But my sister once told me 20 years ago that all Democrats lie and all Republicans tell the truth. And all I said to her was, well, I think they're all pretty good liars.
Well, send them to something that I just find fascinating. The president wrote an editorial in USA Today.
Yeah.
The Washington Post fact-checking unit fact-checked that editorial. And they found a mistruth or an outright lie in every line of the editorial from the President of the United States.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yep. You got to admit, that's some professional grade stuff right there.
That is the biggest of all.
Oh, yeah.
Teresa?
Yeah, with Trump in the White House, I don't want to talk to my family about it anymore.
I'll bet.
I try not to call them names. But I'm done, and I'm just going to tell them if they start in again, wow, I'm one of these angry mob Democrats, so you know what? You don't have to bother with me.
Better be careful you're talking to one of the angry mob.
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to say to them, and then they can decide to talk to me or not after that.
Teresa, right. Much appreciated.
I have a brother who doesn't talk to me because I voted for Obama 9 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing that stuff with us. It's I'm sure that you are not the only person around that has a similar situation, and your talking about it may buck up someone out there who is in a similar circumstance.
Yeah. Thank you, Teresa.
They may be on the opposite side.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Teresa. We'll talk again.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. It used to be a Thanksgiving dinner. The only thing you'd worry about is whether Uncle Larry had one too many shots of whiskey and said something stupid, and now it's this. But you know, it's fine by me if somebody supports Donald Trump.
Sure.
But I want my life and our politics and our democracy to be fact-based.
Yeah.
And I was having a discussion with somebody the other day, and I said something, and it's 100% factually based, and they said, you can have your opinion. And I said, it's not an opinion.
Right.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I subscribe to that to no end.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the First Amendment is all about to me. You can have an opinion that makes my blood boil,
mm-hmm.
and I will defend your right to have it.
Right.
But you're not entitled to your own facts.
Right.
It does not work that way. There are facts. That is not... That is a group of angry people, not an angry mob. The phrase angry mob is a weaponization of a fundamental part of the freedom of speech in this country, and that's assembly and to bring your grievances to the government to be heard.
Which, by the way, is a constitutional right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. President.
LaDonna in Lakeland, we see you. Elizabeth, we see you. We'll try to get to you in a moment here. If you have not participated ever in executive session by making a phone call, it is New Caller Thursday. So get up your courage and then dial the number, 813-239-9663. It's executive session on WMNF.
The British are coming. The British are coming again.
The 60s had ended, but England's audio assault on the States continued in the late 70s as progressive rock gave way to metal and new wave began to assert itself. WMNF presents The British Are Coming. 16 bands perform the best songs by the best British bands, 1975 to 1979. Saturday, November 3rd. Music starts at 6 at Skipper's Smokehouse. Tickets $12 advance. Go to WMNF.org for more info.
And support for WMNF comes from our members in Happy Feet Plus. Since 1985, Happy Feet Plus has been providing healthy footwear solutions, including brands such as Birkenstock, Finn Comfort, and Kenco Massage Sandals. Styles and selections at happyfeet.com. Not only that, support for WMNF comes from our members and the Florida Law Group, protecting the rights of the wrongfully injured since 1984. Florida Law Group is dedicated to creating strong and lasting connections with their clients and our community. More at the FloridaLawGroup.com.
Hi, this is Larnell Scott with a WMNF community announcement. Superheroes are fun to watch at the movies. However, there are almost 1,000 abused and neglected children in Pasco and Pinellas counties waiting for real-life superheroes to volunteer as guardians ad litem and become their voices. These precious children need volunteers to help them find safe, permanent homes. Guardian ad litem volunteers become superheroes to our community's children. You may learn more at herotoachild.org.
Hey.
It's coming up on, it's 1:48,
yes,
12
it
minutes before the top of the hour. On this Buckle Up Thursday here on Executive Session, I'm a voice you may recognize, may not. I'm Craig Kopp. I'm the executive producer of the show and generally manage this radio station. John Gilmore is your mostly congenial host. Always congenial.
No, we're working on it. I'm the one
who's mostly. Every once in a while I get wild. Wound up a little bit. You're listening to Executive Session, a show created right after the inauguration because special kind of president elected, and that's absolutely the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like it. His supporters say that. We agree. Bears watching, and hopefully we'll be watching lots of presidents over the years.
Yep.
In this show, because the executive branch of government has, I think, taken a bit of an outsized role, although it's been pretty strong throughout the history of this country. I mean, you look at Franklin Roosevelt and those sorts of things. I mean, even a Lyndon Johnson, who was a president by, you know, assassination, ended up making some transformative moves in this country, moving it forward on things like race and that sort of thing. But we talk about that, and we're talking today about any number of things because we're trying to get back into the swing of things after the drive. Thank you for helping Executive Session reach its $10,000 goal over 4 days. We appreciate that. And we still have about $16,000 to raise to make our goal $235,000. If you haven't pledged yet, do it now for somebody. One of the shows here or the whole dang radio station at WMNF.org. Let's talk to LaDonna in Lakeland as promised.
LaDonna, good afternoon. You're in executive session this afternoon. You have the floor.
Hey, I'm sitting here at George Jenkins waiting on my grandson again and listening to you. in South Lakeland. Yeah, I just found it ironic. I was trying to watch Kanye West talk to the president today, and I just couldn't watch it. It was so chaotic.
Really?
And I like to watch those things because that way I hear it with my own ears.
Yeah, yeah. Got
it. My eyes. But I found it ironic that, you know, he bullied Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's sitting at the White House talking to this president.
Yeah,
you're referring to...
We're talking about women's rights and, you know, women protesting. And, you know, I hear all the Republicans talk about the mob, and I think they probably misspelled moms. And then, you know...
Oh, angry moms. You're so right, LaDonna. They just misinterpreted. They meant to say angry moms.
Right.
That is so.
Yeah, and it just, you know, they said, "Hey, that's a good idea." Everybody ran with it. You know, like, step a word and go. So,
you bring up Taylor Swift real quick here, so we explain to people who don't know what you're talking about. I think it was at the Grammys.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift won a Grammy. Kanye was in the running for that Grammy. He came up and took the microphone out of Taylor Swift's hands.
She's doing her acceptance and a whole thing, and Kanye decided that everybody wanted to hear from him.
And because we've seen what this president does, I just think that probably has more to do with him being at the White House today than the Saturday Night Live thing even does.
Okay, maybe subliminally. The real irony to me is I can't remember the rapper that got the right media all in a snit.
When Obama.
Yeah, Common.
I believe that was Common.
Oh, Common, yeah. Highly respected guy.
Yeah.
Smart man. But he was at the White House or did something, and they just went all over. He uses the N-word.
Yeah, I think he actually did a performance for the Obamas.
Yeah, as they had a lot of performances.
Yeah.
So, and then that was awful, but Kanye is not.
The only violence I've seen in the last few years with protesters, was it the Turkish embassy that was here?
Oh, yeah.
Their people went out and...
There were some people protesting outside the Turkish embassy, and their people came out and wailed on them.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing was said or done about that, you know, because...
I actually think that farther down the road there were some that came back on a few of those folks, but it was certainly not done as visibly as the original act.
And LaDonna, there's a story brewing because there was a Washington Post correspondent that went into the Saudi embassy in Turkey and has never come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he worked for the Washington Post, and the president I said a couple of words about that. It sounds serious. It looks, but you know,
we're going to have to know how much contact was between, you know, the real buddies, you know, Jared and the family are real buddies with the family, as have many administrations been.
Yeah, with the Saudis.
It's not okay if they arrange for him to go over there. And something happened to him.
He just went in there to get something for his marriage license,
yeah,
I was told.
Yeah, he needed papers so that he could marry his fiance, who, by the way, was standing outside waiting for him.
Jeez. LaDonna, great comments. I will not be able to wipe out angry moms.
Angry moms. We're gonna be running with that, LaDonna. Thank you very much.
Just remember
that
thievery is the ultimate form of flattery. Let's go to Richard on South Shore.
All right, Richard on South Shore, you're an executive session this Buckle Up Thursday. You got the floor.
I want to know who done drawed up that report you referred to.
Who done drawed up that report?
Hey,
You're in second place now with comments of the day.
I'm still trying to figure out how I could be an angry mom. But
well, listen, it's okay. I can tell you that I was Mr. Mom a long time ago, and it works out fine. You'll love it. It's just great.
We believe that the ACLU drawed up that report.
Yeah.
So. Okay. And George Soros done bought up all the rowboats.
Oh, yeah.
But that whole George Soros thing is such a dog whistle for something else, by the way. I'm not going to say it, but I'm so done with that one. But go ahead, Richard.
Just to keep you guys on the short and narrow there, when Kanye came up and grabbed that from...
Taylor.
Miss Taylor. Yeah, she was over at the house the other night. When he came up and grabbed that from Taylor, it wasn't that he thought he was supposed to get it. He thought, I believe it was Beyonce was supposed to get it.
He was arguing. So he was doing the right thing for women.
Oh, I see. He was interceding on behalf of the righteous possessor.
Yeah, and we do have to cut LaDonna some slack. She said she when she was watching that today, I don't know, there must have been some live shot of Kanye at the White House because that is a that is something. She said it was confusing. Have you ever listened to Kanye?
No, actually.
When is he not confusing?
But don't you think Donald Trump is green with envy with what Saudis did to that guy in their embassy? Don't you think he's the press?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. He seems to have a great affinity for folks that do that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know if it's I don't know if he envies the ability, but you can't go there. But he seems to have such an affinity for those folks.
It's any other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to take a strong move. Yeah. I mean, if this is actually a guy murdered in an embassy, for being a reporter, the president's going to have to step up on that, and we're going to have to take some moves against the Saudis, and nobody wants to do that, particularly, one would assume, Donald Trump, because there is a relationship there.
Richard, thank you very much. Want to remind you to stay around for It's the Music with Stu and Amanda. Led Zeppelin released Led 3 in 1970. There's going to be it's a birthday for Tom York of Radiohead, and ladies and gentlemen, go get your broccoli. It's National Vegetarian Day, so eat your vegetables and tune into It's the Music from 2 to 4 on WMNF.
We're looking for some lines to sync up here, and while we're there, It's the Music has got some makeup work to do on drive. So you want to make sure that you show Stu and Amanda some love and get your pledge into them. You can do it at WMNF.org. And we do, again, thank everybody who pledged during our drive. We wrapped it up about 11 o'clock this morning. $218,000 were pledged by over 2,000 people. We got about 16 grand to make up, and we'll do that a little bit at a time here and get it done. But we want to thank you, and we can't thank you from the bottom of the heart, because all we did was ask, and you gave.
All right, Danny, can you take us out? You got about a minute and a half.
All right, I'll try to beat Johnny Unitas.
Do it!
All right. You know that he says it's a left-wing mob. Trump says it's a left-wing mob. This is just a playbook from the Nixon era when Nixon was calling them a mob, and Nixon was calling them, you know, these hooligans and all that, and the law and order when he first came into office. This is all Trump doing. And you know what? He is going to face an angry mob. It's going to be angry moms, like you guys say. It's going to be the women that hopefully will turn around and give him a real good lesson in angry moms, angry mob.
Take it to the voting booth.
EPA guy who said that radiation's okay.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of radiation.
I could use a second head. Danny, appreciate it.
Or a third eye.
Or a third eye. You know, I got to tell you, on that angry mom thing, that is such a beautiful thing. Keb Moe's got a new song out. Look for it on the interwebs called Put the Women in Charge.
There you go.
It's a great song. It's a great song, and I've argued that for a long time. Put the women in charge, and let's see what happens. I want the angry mom.
Let's see.
Things will straighten up in a hurry.
All right, thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny. We want to try one or not?
Let's see. We got Eric. I'll tell you what, Eric. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Oh, sure, I can.
Knock it out.
Here's the problem with the Jay-Z being at the White House is the Kanye.
It's Kanye.
Jay-Z is a hypocrite, and Kanye's not.
Oh.
Sorry, hypocrites. The right is not. Here, I don't want you guys coming up here. I got a couple more seconds. Here's the problem. You get up there talking about racism, and then you're a rapper that says the N-word, and then Beyonce, his wife, talks about feminism, and then she gets up there and shakes her ass on stage. That's the problem. We bitch because of the hypocrite side of the problem. You know, don't say something and then bitch about what we do.
All right, Eric. I appreciate you.
I will let you go, Eric. We appreciate that, but that what we do thing, what we do?
We do?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that a dance move on stage is the equivalent. I don't think those are equivalent.
The use of the N-word is not a privilege that I have. Period. No. End of story.
Or seek. For that matter.
Thank you very much. Those who use it because they can, and I can't say a word about it. But we don't bitch about what we do.
No.
Part of the problem. Yep.
Sorry.
It's been a wild ride. We're back in the saddle. It's Buckle Up Thursday. Put your tray tables in their upright positions. Same with your seats. Buckle up. We'll see what happens. Thanks for all the calls, and thanks for all the support.
And this is Driver 1058. Saying this is WMNF Tampa, and we will see you on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Take care and stay safe out there.